Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What's up, Holocult? It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Welcome to the night shift, where me and Kyle get to talk about stuff, and then you guys get to talk about different stuff in the chat. Just how it is. It's pretty cool. Hope everybody's having a good week. Kicking it. Living life. Just living. Loving life. We'll start this off the way every YouTube video ever starts off. Make sure you hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell, share the show, talk trash, just do whatever. It's a good time. How is everybody?
Hopefully great.
Ecstatic, which is what we're here for. Good to see all the normal folks here in the chat. Hope everybody's doing well.
Yes, it finally did warm up a little bit, which is very, very nice.
Yeah. I'm over the winter. It was only cold for like 2 weeks. I'm just done with it.
Just same.
Over it.
I don't like it when my little feetsies get cold.
And everything's cold forever.
Yeah.
Yeti, welcome to the live. I saw someone else in the early chat saying they're going to make it to a live. Let's see who that was.
There's a couple people.
Rachel Rebel, if you're still hanging out, welcome to the live. Good to see all the regulars in here. You know who you are. I could shout you out, but does that even do it for you at this point? Because you're always here. We're always kicking it. It'll get cold again. Twiz, stop it. Miss us with that blasphemy about it getting cold again. I know it's only January.
Yes, please.
But we're not talking about it. We're not going to manifest that. We're going to manifest a warm winter, cool summer, just a static 65 degrees across the board.
Let's hope so.
So, what kind of weirdness? There's a lot of weirdness. So, time doesn't actually exist in my brain.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, in your brain.
As you can see, clearly not getting adequate rest. So, everything is just soup at this point. So, I can't remember what's happened since the last night shift to this night shift. Last time California was on fire. Is it still on fire?
Damn. Probably. That's probably a safe bet.
You'd think that would have
got it. I did see out. In regards to that fire, did you see them talking about how there's a, I don't know, I caught like 30 seconds of it, but they were saying that there's a large underground lithium battery storage place that's caught on fire over there.
Heard rumblings of it, but I didn't look into it.
Who's storing batteries underground?
Probably the government.
Probably.
Because why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's in regard to the drones. That's all Roswell shit.
That,
come on.
If that's not a precursor for what's to come, get ready. Everybody.
Oh no, I got, let me go on a roll. You want to talk about precursors? Biggest, I got you.
I don't even know. I heard, we're going to get to the bottom of the drones. The first day I'm in office, we're going to get to the bottom of the drones. And then it was all just horse shit.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You're telling me they're approved by the FAA, but they shut down goddamn airports and military bases? Shut up. Just shut up. Miss me with that whole fucking narrative. You fucking dorks.
It's definitely bullshit. Without question.
Such a joke.
But I also, as Twiz has pointed out, watched or listened to some of the military dudes on Rogan today speaking about the UAPs and shit like that. And there's some pretty alarming things that I caught in there. And one of them was the mention, how did it go? It's a valid point out of the rip, but I also believe that it plays into Agenda 2030.
Hold on.
And
I just had the weirdest deja vu right now.
Yeah, because we've already lived this life.
So fucking weird. We are getting dinged for the amount of F words that I'm dropping, but I don't even care at this point. This has happened before. I 100%.
Maybe in your
100%
head.
Remember looking at the chat and reading Twiz saying, bro said he physically talked to him. And as I'm reading it, I heard you in the background mention Agenda 2030.
Yeah. We've already lived this life. We're destined to do this forever. We're destined to do this forever.
I'm trying to, like, fill my body with vitamin C so I don't get sick because everybody's sick. And I think I may have just overdosed on vitamin C.
I hope so.
Because that was weird. 100%. I remember reading, bro said he talked to them physically. And then in the background hearing you talk about 2030.
Yeah. Well, we're here.
I didn't get to
watch all of it, so I don't know if I got to that part where he said he physically.
Can I predict
talked
what's going
to
happen in the future of the episode?
Can you predict it?
It already happened. I'm going to try. Carry on.
Sorry. Okay. But like I said, there was a part in the conversation where Rogan himself mentioned one world government. And right off the bat, my brain goes red flag, because he's kind of speaking for the one world government. However, he says, but I don't trust the government, so that's not going to work. But he does make a valid point that if we do get to a point where, because my mind's going to 2030, it's going to Blue Beam, it's going to all these different scenarios. But if his point was that if we get to a point where interstellar travel is possible by us, and we are interacting with different races of extraterrestrials, it probably is in our best interest to be a one world government. And I was like, I actually do see why, because think about it. If you had China going, like, you have all of, like, because they're going to interpret it as whoever they come in contact with is the face of the human race, essentially. You know what I mean? So they could be up there being assholes, and then they just nuke our planet because this group of people is an asshole. But it was weird to hear them speak about the one world government. I didn't like that at all whatsoever. But then dudes go into how, which is terrifying, because Rogan's like, how do they, you know, how did we get their tech? Because he made a comment about how at one point we had prisoners, extraterrestrial prisoners.
Which we've heard, we've talked about it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If they weren't given back and the technology, people would be executed over it. It'd just be a no-brainer situation. And Rogan's like, well, how did we get this stuff? And then retrieval programs, which everybody's heard about.
Talked about.
What was interesting is that he said that there are two forms of interception of these vehicles. One is through some type of consciousness projection, where I'm assuming someone like me would, in a dumbed down explanation, project my consciousness to this craft and almost hijack it in a way and make it land on its own. And then other ones that supposedly, according to this guy, Lockheed Martin would use, is some type of like forceful, like where they're able to take these vehicles out. And I think if I heard him correctly, because Rogan specifically asked about Roswell, what happened in Roswell? Because if these things are so smart, how the fuck did they crash? And they said it had something to possibly do with the radar system putting out its energy and maybe mixed with a thunderstorm that was going on. Somehow, all this interacted with these crafts, kind of fucked up the navigation on them and brought them down. And I think dude said that the ETs were under the impression initially that they were hit with a directed energy weapon. And we were like, no. It was just our radar system is all it was. So our radar system somehow put out the energy to scramble whatever the fuck you guys got going on.
Interesting. I can't even consciously manifest myself to get out of bed most days. I surely am not going to be able to hijack a UFO. Unless I practice.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I was sitting there contemplating a lot of what they were saying, and I kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, it's kind of an on-air production meeting here, but
that's what we do.
I mean, if we started getting the more time, I wonder what it would be like if we, like, and this is a serious statement, like, I'm not exaggerating at all in any way, shape, or form. And we have to, if we decided to do this, we would have to go all in. I don't think it could be half-assed. I think we'd have to.
I'm still on edge to see where you're going with this.
I'm really in the headspace of thinking, because they made this connection, and they don't know if it's real or not, but you know how, like, when I was a kid, I had experiences, right? When I was a certain age. And then you hear a lot of people had experiences around that time at that certain age. He's theorizing that maybe what the ETs were actually doing was playing the long game and preparing lots of us for when they do finally show up.
Interesting.
Weird, right? And then they equated it to like religion and how you would talk to God, how in religion, in some religions, you have to go to like a priest to be able to talk to God, even though it's taught that you can talk to God whenever you want. And so they're like, you know, the government is the only one talking to these things. So they're seeing strictly the military side of humanity. Why can't we just do it? And then you think of all the CE5 movement and all that shit. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what if Steve and I really get into the idea of trying to consciously connect with one of these beings?
You know,
because
I'm down. The way
dude talked is there's more and more people doing this.
You know, I'm 100% down.
That's what I'm thinking. And then we just set up some cameras while we do it and just record it. Even if nothing happens, just like literally record the entire process. We'll just do it a little bit at a time and then just see what happens.
You know, I have no red flags when it comes to that stuff. Like, I deal with consequences after they happen. Like, I had to sit and legitimately talk myself off an edge from creating an altar to Crazy Legs to try to communicate with him. So,
I mean, I didn't tell you not to.
Still on the table.
Yeah, I didn't tell you not
to. But I just haven't got to that point yet. But I'm here for it.
Like, it really resonated with me where I'm like, I think we could do it.
Yeah, we are fight on site, but we got to communicate first.
Yeah.
Infiltrate from the inside.
And they did reiterate the idea that some of them are good and some of them want to see us get fucked.
That's not true. None of them are good.
Eh. I got hope. All right,
Twiz,
I got
Twiz hope. Hit the nail on the head here. Steve wants to fight him. Kyle only will if attacked.
This is true. Or if the little asshole decides to jump scare me, and he might get a thump. There's a quick punch.
What is that?
Because he jump scared
me. Who's to say you haven't already done this? Connected with him? Is that what we're talking about? If we did it, I can't remember.
I'm assuming so. I feel like, honestly, this probably sounds stupid, but I feel like the groundwork's there.
What is that?
Because think about it, Steve. Think about it. Hear me out. I'm so glad that JJ brought that up because I had this exact thought process and I forgot it.
We're in deep here, Holocult. This is.
But think about it.
We're in deep.
Think about when we first started our journey and how both of you, you and I, were kind of, I'll use the word scared, about a lot of this stuff. And now, through the course of our journey, it's like, I don't want to use this word, but it's the only word I got. We've almost desensitized ourselves to all of it. We've
been manipulated by the dark.
Like, I don't want to use that word because I don't think that's the right word, but it's the only one that can kind of come to mind right now. But you also think about all the weird shit that has happened with you and I. And I feel like most people would have probably lost their shit.
Maybe we have.
No, we haven't. Because I'm like, I'm good. I'm not in midlife crisis mode quite yet.
My midlife crisis happened at 27. But I do see. It is true. Like, when we started, remember. It's always going to go back to the egress drop. When we were talking with the...
Acclimated is a good word. I like that word. That's a better word.
Yeah. Yeah. It became normal. you know?
Yeah.
It always takes me back to when we were interviewing the podcaster that shall not be named during Egress. And whenever they dropped the coordinates, whenever he said stop recording and drop their coordinates, I think back to how unprepared and out of our element we were at that moment. We were caught 100% off guard, 100% vulnerable to what to powers that were beyond us. Whatever that is, somebody fucking with us, some weird government agency, whatever the fuck. But we were at their helm, or like, right? They're at ours, however you want to put it. And that was probably the most vulnerable I feel like we've been since we started. And if you look forward from that, we've also had some other pretty screwed up stuff happen.
Scary stuff.
That we're also like more okay with it than then. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't know. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I feel like it's a good thing. But it also makes you go back to the idea that maybe some of us are conditioned for this. Like the idea that he was making out that because he fully believes that during like the whatever it was from the 70s to the 90s or whatever it was, that these beings were purposely trying to make contact with the younger generation, the children, to prepare them for the future.
It's interesting.
It's an interesting concept.
And also, it's also a weird take though, because so many people just can't remember what's happened to them. But I guess I guess some of that stuff could be unlocked whenever whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like I said, I haven't even gotten to listen to all of it yet, but there were a lot of very bizarre nuggets in there that make you feel kind of uneasy. Because I do, man. And once again, we've talked about it before. You know, these military dudes aren't allowed to talk about anything other than what they've been permitted to talk about.
Yeah.
So that tells me right out of the rip that I don't think you're going to convince me otherwise. I think, like we've been saying, there's something inevitable coming and they're getting us.
I 100% believe that. I think it's a soft, slow disclosure at a faster pace than they wanted it to be, because I won't go into the whole spiel again, but there's these chaotic spikes of like, disclosure that they're not planned for, you know, the Miami Mall and that shit. Those things happen and that speeds the process up. Boom. Like, oh shit, they're serious. You know, like, I feel like the powers that be are like, we've got some time, you know, we got some time, and then something will happen. They're like, oh, we don't have time. We're going to have to, it's desensitized is almost better in that realm. Like they're trying to desensitize us to it, you know, and it's working because all these things are happening and then people immediately forget about it in like 2 days. Like, oh, well, the fact that nobody like the drone thing, them coming out and say, this was all FAA approved. And nobody's questioning it. Nobody's questioning it at all. They're like, okay, we trust you, government. There's a new government in town. We're going to trust them more than we trusted the last one. Idiots. Don't do that.
And also, damn it. My brain is just bouncing right now. So
content.
Bad.
Content, but contact.
John brings up the water aliens, man. I don't know. I have something. I have a weird feeling about that too. I don't know that I buy into that.
Do they come from
the
water?
I think some of them come from the water, but I don't think I buy into the idea that. I don't know if I buy into the idea that they've been here the whole time.
Do you? what if they've been in contact with us the whole time?
Define that a little more.
Like with, they've had some sort of communication with humans since humans have been here.
Well, Twiz, help me remember. Didn't he say that most of the conversation or some of the conversation started with Eisenhower? That one of them landed and had a conversation with him? Which I think adds up, right? Isn't that the...
Is that the same...
Some of the shit...
Is that about the same time period they showed up over the White House and shit? Was that Eisenhower administration?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Truman.
Oh, Truman.
Because, like... So we got... Not to change gears, but also it's going to kind of bring it back around. The two episodes that are coming up to drop Monday and the following Monday dive into some wild, wild shit. But one of the members of the military intelligence we're talking there said that they had been in contact with alien species, and the alien species says that there are multiple races of aliens. They say some live on the earth with us, some live in the earth, and some just communicate with us telepathically. So I feel like in that realm, they've makes me feel like they've been in contact with us forever. It also kind of,
yeah, I could believe that. Maybe not the same race has been in contact with us forever, but I can believe that over the course of history, for sure. Yeah.
And it almost makes sense if you look at, like, you look at history, for example, and you get these deities and these beings that traverse cultures, traverse geographical boundaries, and they all kind of have the same feel to them. You know, there's more to that than... For sure. Just coincidence, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I feel weird about the recent reportings of the water ones. For some reason, my gut tells me, because there was analogies that were used in that Rogan episode that were very peculiar. But it made me think of the water-based ones. It made me think, unless they can breathe underwater, which may be the case, I don't know. But I almost feel like the water-based ones would be more of almost like a research-based situation. You know what I mean? Kind of like here to observe, watching from afar, reporting. Doing their thing. That's how I feel about the water-based ones.
That's if, like, they might not even breathe the same way we breathe. They might not eat oxygen. They might not eat anything.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah.
And I feel, I don't know, it plays so well. It plays so well to the hand that the ocean is so foreign to us. You know, it could go either way. It could go to the fact that, yes, there are these beings underwater and they've been here forever and we didn't know it because we haven't explored the ocean. Or it could be, since we haven't explored the ocean, we could make up this bullshit that aliens are down there and they have been forever. There's no way for any of us to prove or disprove it.
Yeah. So in that line of thinking, because I don't know where I stand on this, is why I'm asking. What do you think is more easily acceptable? The fact that they came from the ocean or they came from another planet? What's more acceptable? Because for me, that's hard.
My brain wants them to be from another planet, because if they're already here
and we did.
Yeah, but what's more acceptable by the general public? If these are the excuses, you know, is it more acceptable that they came from the ocean or that they're coming from a different planet? Because I also want them to be from another planet. However, right now we have this looming explanation of they're from the oceans.
I don't know what the general public would rather have, because I feel like the general public doesn't really care that much. But on that note, sure. I feel like them coming from the ocean is a much more vulnerable and scary take than them coming from off planet, because they're already here. They're already essentially ready to go if they wanted to pull something. You know, like, we're not going to see them coming in. It's not going to be an invasion because they're already here. And they were here before we were here, according to that narrative. That feels way more invasive to me than them just coming from another planet. And if they were here before we were here, where did we come from?
I guess it also depends on what they look like, too.
Yeah, probably octopi.
Yeah, because I can see that.
That's terrifying. Lovecraft was right. How else did he know to pick, you know, Point Nemo to be the spot where Cthulhu lived?
That is weird.
Yeah, that I feel like that's more than a coincidence. The place furthest from every part of land on the planet, he just happened to choose the place like where these weird cosmic alien beings exist. I don't even know if Point Nemo was considered a thing when he chose that spot. I've gone off the rails from military rogue to Lovecraftian beings, but they probably are octopi, because they terrify me. So, but I don't know. I don't know what the general concern. Okay. We got some people we can ask right now. Chat.
Who, the Hat Man?
We can ask the Hat. Oh, the Hat Man is in here.
Yeah,
that's solid. We had the Yeti in here earlier. We got the Hat Man in here now. Just a whole conglomeration of weirdness. Okay, chat, let's ask. I wonder if we can do like a poll in here. That'd be cool. What stands more, what's more unnerving? Or I guess better yet, what's more acceptable to you? Is it that these entities come from off planet, or that they've been here on this planet all along? What sets better with you?
Because I'm trying to think, and I think either one's a hard swallow.
I feel like we've been programmed for them to come from outer space since 47 or whatever. We've been programmed for them to come from outer space. I don't know why they pulled this, they come from under the ocean thing, unless it's 100% true, or unless they're trying to sway us and, you know, the way we think about non-human intelligences and where they come from. Because I don't know. And that's another thing there that could be interdimensional, which kind of gets lost in the scenario now that like they're from this planet and underwater.
Yeah, but let's not overthink it, because right now the explanation we have is truly they're here. Yeah. They've been here.
Which I don't know. That, like, to me that feels way more in like invasive is the best word I could use. That they've been here all along, and we've either missed it or we have been so off the mark that we never even considered that an option. Even though we have heard time and time again, people be like, hey, there's bases under the water. And we're like, yeah, but did they come from Mars? Like, no, there's bases under the water.
See, my thing with they've been here, because I didn't think about it till you just said something, the way you worded it. But it makes me think them being here the whole time might actually be more acceptable, because I feel like a lot of people would just be like, oh, well, I mean, if they've been here the whole time, they really haven't bothered us. So what are we so worried about?
And that, yeah, that could be the ploy that they're trying to push. Like, you know, they've left us alone. Yeah, they've mutilated a few people, you know, disappeared a few people.
Well, they're not going to include that shit in the explanation.
No, but we know. Us in the know, know.
But
they've murdered a couple thousand cows and shit. But, you know, they're just experimenting. Just let them be your little water neighbors.
Not
let them
that be your bad.
Water neighbors. It's fine. I didn't think about them like trying to sell it like I feel them like trying to like disarm them or disarm us in a way that, like, you know, they've been here. It's cool. Don't worry about it, humans.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Because I think if you look at it like that, it's scarier if they're coming from outer space, because that truly is invasive. And I feel like people would be like, well, what are you going to do to stop it? Because they're actively, I don't know. Because I guess you could use the same argument with the oceans, and you could get angry and be like, how the fuck did we miss this? But I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
It's a hard one to kind of chew on.
I mean, It's so hard to get behind any of the motives that we are getting from the information that's being leaked, because it's so vague and it's so wishy-washy and it's so back and forth. And the UFO community itself is its worst enemy, because somebody will come out and be like, hey, we have evidence that they're coming from the ocean, and 65% of the people that look at the evidence would be like, no, we have evidence that they're coming from Mars. We have evidence that they're coming from Antarctica. We have evidence that they're coming from the sun. And it just muddies the water and keeps us right at the same spot we're always at.
And that's another good point. The source that we're getting this from is sketch at best. And it does kind of make you feel like when you sit and think about everything that's going on in the past several years, because, man, we could go way the fuck out on a limb, but it does bring me back to Agenda 2030. Yeah, 2030, because you consider all this disclosure pointing us to what some people are claiming blue beam, which then funnels into the one world government idea. Then you have all these crazy fires going on that a lot of people are funneling to smart cities, which is also a part of 2030. It's condensing the population, so they're more easily controlled. I don't know. It probably is. It probably is layer after layer and smokescreen after smokescreen to keep us all 100% confused.
And then it almost overshadows the biggest question of all, which is, what do they want with us? Because that gets lost in all the different narratives that are being pushed, like where they're coming from, how long they've been here, what like their intentions are what we should be worried about.
I think the only way that applies to me in any way, shape, or form are to the ones that have supposedly been here the entire time. That is a way more potent question than for the shitballs dropping in once in a while.
See, that's why it made it feel more invasive to me. Like, why are they here just hanging out? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. There's a trillion other planets that you can hang out on. Like, why are you just, especially just watching us wreck shit? you know, if sussy. We're if this is your spot and we're on it, why are you just cool with us? Just it's like having somebody like you're at home and somebody comes in and just trashes your house. You're like, I'm just going to sit down here and I'm just going to sit on the in the basement, just hang out, let them do their thing. Like, what are your intentions if you've been here all along and you're just chilling? Because something's up.
I could definitely see it being Truman Show style, Twiz. And that's kind of how I feel about the OSHA ones, that it's kind of like this whole like Truman Show research.
Hey, Holocult. We are back and we are excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. Have you ever been to a dentist who just wants to chat to you while he's got his hand stuck in your mouth? Or a dermatologist who brings up your cosmetic issues before you do? Oof. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle anymore when it comes to finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you've got options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings and choose a time slot that works for you and your family, and then click to instantly book that visit. I haven't needed to actually book a doctor's appointment, thankfully, but I have gotten on the app and booked some mock appointments, and it is so easy. Believe me when I say it's a one-stop shop. You can get in there and search up your insurance to see who's got you covered. You can search up your ailments for specialists from cosmetic issues, dermatology issues, all across the board. And you can even book appointments that's within the next 24 to 48 hours. It is really, really nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/HOLO1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. Hey, Holocult. Do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Set up, because like humans would do that. Humans would set up a place close enough but far enough where they could observe a lost tribe or a elusive group of animals or whatever the case may be. They're like, man, we want to observe them, but we also don't want to scare them. We want to check them out.
Which is,
because as a human, I mean, I know most of us are a little bit on the dumb side, but typically speaking, when you're trying to research an animal, you just don't run in there full bore screaming, I'm here. Typically speaking, anyways.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to be weird because I think if anything, that press release on the drones should let you know everything you need to know about what we're going to get to know about the phenomenon and what's going on. And that's
dude,
not
no matter
shit.
What. No, I see. Here's also the thing, as I 100% believe what the dude was saying on Rogan, that I would be willing to put money that 90% of the politicians have no fucking clue what's going on. 'Cause the military doesn't care. They don't give a shit what you have to say. And on top of that, places like Lockheed Martin definitely don't give a shit. They're not going to inform anybody of what's going on. 'Cause I think it goes down to a whole lot of people feel like they know what's best.
Yeah.
To simply state it.
Yeah. That's, I think that's what it boils down to. The government knows and is pushing a narrative that they think is best.
Bro, and I'm saying, if back in the fucking, anywhere from the 40s to the 70s, we came up with a damn consciousness hijack method of UFOs, there's a whole lot more going on behind the scenes than what people could fathom. And I'll be willing to bet that 90% of the presidents have never heard of a consciousness hijacking mechanism.
They probably had
mechanism.
Their conscious hijacked.
Bro, that's kind of where it makes you wonder if they can hijack a damn UFO and make it land.
Yeah.
What can they do to the rest of us?
Think about the episodes that are coming out, the Antichrist Hit Squad episodes.
Yeah.
Imagine the capabilities if the government were able to manipulate our ideas of the paranormal to the point to where it affects our decisions, to the point to where like we just discard our own safety and everything that we've known and held true to stand on what these entities are telling us when they could possibly have been engineered and driven forth by the government. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
And that could bleed into religion. That could bleed into anything.
I don't know. When you sit and talk about this stuff, my brain always gets kind of buckshot into every which way, you know, because I also find it bizarre. And it is like a hypocritical mindset, if you will, because on one hand I talk about the government and their information, and then on the other hand I also find it interesting how all of a sudden there's almost this flipping of narrative where for a hot minute, and you saw it, everybody's gonna know when I say this, but for a hot minute, there were a lot of stories. I know that all of us know of the darker side of ETs and whatnot, but for a hot minute, there were a lot of stories coming about how these things are cool.
Oh, yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, we've done a complete hard 180.
Yeah, remember when...
Where a lot of people are saying just the opposite now.
There was a big, even within the last three years or so, there was a big light and love push that these things were all good, all
I know,
all knowing, all loving, and now it's like, people are kind of
sussy. But see, that puts me in a weird spot.
Is it intentional?
That puts me in a weird spot. That's what I'm saying. Like it, because all that does for someone like me is confuse me, which I get definitely could be, but I don't think I don't think. It's not about thinking. It's about knowing. Most people don't have the in-depth thought processes I have in regards to this situation.
I just trust my...
So the confusion aspect of it almost doesn't make sense, because there's still... I know there are a lot more people are getting into the paranormal stuff like that. It's still relevant in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, that's a good theory. Groovy Chicken Tender says, I have a theory. It may sound crazy, but I think the Earth is being turned into a negative energy factory. Negative energy is really powerful.
It's probably always been that.
Now they just got, now they just know how to harvest it and create it. And they've got social media and regular media to just make us miserable. And the powers that be just sucking it dry. Just loving it. But I don't base my feelings on the phenomena on anything other than this, how I feel about the information I take in. It's all intuition. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's all my own intuition. And I don't think for a single second that whatever these things are have anything positive for us. At the very, very top end of whatever it is, whatever they want for us, whether they want a better life, a better world, protect the Earth, keep us from nuking ourselves, whatever the fuck, it all boils down to manipulation. However you want to cut it. Anybody wants to sow me a different narrative where they're not manipulating the human race, I'm all ears.
I think it's possible. I would disagree that all of, I don't think that all of them are in that camp.
And I,
because it just, I don't know. It, and so I wax and wane on it. I know that I do.
Maybe I'm more pessimistic,
but they're, I think you are to a degree. I'm not saying that you're wrong by any means, because at best, if they're comparable to the human construct, they're equally as trustable as we are in that.
And
in
I
that
don't case. Fucking trust us.
And because we 100%, I can tell you right now, for any of you ETs out there listening, I can almost 100% say that if you are in contact with most of the people on the planet, they're doing it for something.
Yeah.
They're in it.
Even making the comparison to them to humans pretty much lowered the bar from.
No, but there, I don't think you'll ever sway me that there are genuine entities, be it alien, whatever. I believe there are genuine entities in existence.
Okay. Is that in terms of contacting with humans? Are there genuine entities contacting humans?
Yes, I think so.
Just to see humans do good? Because
I'll think about it this way. Here's a great example. No, bullshit. Here's an example. Okay, if that was the case, then why the other day when I was walking in the door at Casey's and there was an old man carrying like 30 fucking pizzas getting ready to get into his truck, but I knew that he wasn't able to, so I stopped, turned around, and said, hey, buddy, you need some help? And I opened his door for him, said thank you, and I turned around and walked away. What did I get out of that? Why did I do that? Other than just to be nice, to say, hey, this dude probably needs some help. I'm going to go and help a homie out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, I feel like that's a human helping a human.
Yeah, but I would do the same. I do the same for animals. I've seen coyotes who've been left in traps for a week straight. And me and Josh tried helping it out. It definitely wasn't trying to let us, but we tried. We unfortunately failed, but.
Okay, I think, that is a good point. And I think that's because humans have a consciousness, which they go.
But we don't know that we don't know that they hear
it quite often. That's why they're so interested.
We do. We do.
Maybe that's why.
Very well could be.
Kyle, the pizza angel. No, but I mean, I get that. I get that there are I don't know. I get that there are good people and there are lots of good people.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, but that's also back to your point too, and to be 100% fair, I'm also not all the time
good. I just haven't seen any evidence of them doing something for humanity, like opening the door and helping old boy get his pizza in. Haven't seen any evidence of them doing stuff like that, that sways me that way. Even when they're being good, they're being manipulative. Like Bledsoe, for example. You know, like I am fully open to hear an example of them doing something good. Every time they try to do something good, there is a form of manipulation. If you don't do this, the world's gonna end, or if you don't do this, or this is gonna happen, or if you don't do this, this is gonna happen.
I don't know, man.
I'm not.
That's the other thing too. We haven't waded the waters of benevolent beings enough to make for me to make that
should say something though.
No, that's on me though. I haven't waded those waters enough. We don't know that
they exist.
I 100% believe they exist.
Isn't that like a weird flag that everything that we look into, they're all nefarious?
Yes and no. So yes, but by nature, humans, for whatever fucked reason, always gravitate more to the horror than not. And that's a question to be asked. Why do we focus more on negativity than positivity? Because I can tell you right now, most people, side by side headlines, are going to read the fucked up headline before they read the good.
Tragedy sells, man.
Way more, infinitely more.
And that's positivity. That's also a good point. Grant there says, what if the good stuff is the stuff that's being hidden to keep people paranoid? That could be 100%.
Oh, it's like when me and Steve talk about, I think we talked about it in regards to the Fae, because we're like, why don't we hear stories of like the good side, of like where people have made deals with the Fae and it's like really benefited them. But then you're like, wait a minute, these types of people may be bound to not say anything, or they might not want to say anything because they don't want more and more people to figure out what they're doing, so on and so forth.
Yeah, threats. Hey, we'll keep it good as long as you keep your mouth shut. So
also true.
I don't know. I just don't. Maybe I have a personality disorder where I just don't trust things. And
there's nothing wrong with that. You should always be skeptical there, of things.
I just get a bad from what, and as I stated to begin with, to be fair to myself, I make my assumptions based on the information that I take in. And so far, nobody has put forth a lot of stuff that makes me think that they're just being good out of the kindness of their hearts for the benefit of humanity.
I think that is a worthy note. People right there.
Doing good don't really advertise the good they're doing. Yeah, I agree. But.
And furthermore, to that point, the people that do advertise it. There you go. Right there. That's your manipulation.
I 100%
right there.
Believe that. But the people that, okay, we get all these experiences where the shit is negative, right? All these experiences where they're negative.
Yeah.
Where are the people that have good experiences? Why aren't they talking? Why aren't they trying to sway the collective idea of what these beings are up to? You could say You could say Chris Bledsoe tried that, but if you look at his experience,
are we narrowing it to in this point of the conversation? Are we narrowing it to the ET aspect of
as compared to like what else? Cryptids and
no,
stuff?
I didn't know if like I was thinking more of like because you made kind of a general statement of nobody's talking about positive situations, but then you kind of reeled back into the ET aspect. Cause you're right. In regards to the ET aspect, unfortunately, you know, working against my argument here, there aren't very many stories of extremely positive situations with encounters with ETs. Now you can branch away from that and then kind of go to what I was saying is about benevolent beings within the universe. But you're right. In regards to ET, unfortunately, there are not, to my knowledge, very many pleasant.
JJ says there are people talking about it, just no one's listening in our camp. I'm all ears.
I think I agree with that. I bet there are stories out there where they are good. But I would also, to be fair, I would also like to know, because I really do. I know a lot of people talk shit about Bledsoe, and even you may feel that in regards to us, but I do appreciate the way Mr. Bledsoe put out like his transcript of the conversation he had with him, because that really does give us as much information on his encounter as possible. You know what I'm saying? To where you and me can make, we get to decipher the words and look at it from outside the box, so to speak. Whereas a lot of stories, we're getting the highlight reel of it. We're not actually getting the meat and potatoes of it.
And again, like the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. I agree. I'm just saying my stance on it is brought forth from the stuff that I look into. Is it all negative? Yeah, a lot of it is. So that's why I have this idea that they are not good. Please enlighten me. Send me some shit where they're just like, hey, look at these poor hairless monkeys down here fucking themselves up. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a good thing. We're going to hold the door open for them. Shh, send it.
And I have to believe that there is something out there that does do the, you know what, this guy looks like he could use a hand. I'm going to open the door for him.
I hope so too.
Even, because, you know, cause I didn't do that. I saw John say something about karma. I didn't do that for good karma. I did it because I try to be a good person. And I was like, this old man could use a hand. Why not give him a hand real quick? Because I walked past him getting ready to open the door. And I'm like, no, I should go do the right thing. So I turn around, come out of my shell and be like, hey, dude, you need a hand? He goes, yeah, if you don't mind. And I open the door for him. And I turn around and walk away.
I was actually going to bring that up, JJ. But they recorded with Sean Ryan in September. And now they are not going to be releasing it because Ryan said he cannot be associated with him. So what is that saying? Is my question. What part of Bledsoe's story that he has put out and put out and put out for the last 3 years is
also true, part? Chris, that's a good point. Good point. There were some solid ETs in that story. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think it's out there, dude. I do. I think it's out there. I think there are good stories.
I would like nothing more than for there to be this whole conglomeration of entities out there that are 100% on board for the good of humanity. It's comforting. It's comforting that something beyond us is looking out for us. Like that's what it boils down to. Like that there is an ease to the inside of us, thinking, knowing suggesting that maybe there's something that could save us. Maybe there's something that could come down and protect us from ourselves for whatever reason. Like that, I want that to be true.
Well, and to be fair, once again, you know, kind of lean into your side. In regards to the good nature of ET, it's also fair to point out, more for your side of the argument than mine, that the definition of good is also rather subjective, because in my example is pure selflessness. Like what I did for that old man was pure selflessness. I didn't need to do that. I did it. I didn't expect anything in return, so on and so forth. However, it's also worthy to note that if there is something like the Galactic Federation running around out there, it's also possible that they could help us in our endeavors, almost like a, it's almost like us being in the United Nations or something. You know what I'm saying? Like if the Galactic Federation came down and was like, hey, we want you guys to be a part of our federation. And then by doing so, we're going to protect you from so-and-so. We're going to give you resources and tech, but you know, you guys got to contribute to the, you know, whatever the case, you know, you give us some water and some dirt, you know, as a trade, you know, so that's them, that is their good nature in them coming down and doing that and being homies. And if some type of intergalactic war pops off, they got our back. But in all fairness, they are asking for things in return as well. So the definition of good is rather subjective.
I don't know. I'm here to have my mind changed, though.
Hey, I'm here to always be told I'm an idiot. So, but I mean, I think it's a, it's good conversation to debate back and forth about it. B, I think it's good. It's one thing we've kind of always had where we are. It's good to have differing opinions and different outlooks, because that means we're looking in two different directions. We ain't looking in the same direction, being blinded by the same light.
I guess we could keep going with this. If they, all right, I'll play devil's advocate here. If they are here doing good things for us selflessly, what's stopping them from, you know, stopping all of this horrible shit that's going on? It's like the God theory, the omnipotence, you know, omnipresence.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
if they're capable of doing good things just for being good, like what's their cutoff? You know, they're just gonna telepathically communicate with you and tell you how to be happy for the next 2 years. Like, fucking
no. But you also have to take in consideration the law of one type situation where you have free will. And then supposedly, now we obviously don't have clarification on this, but you have heard it countless times where, and let's just run with it and say that it 100% happened. What about the, and I know you could play devil advocate with it here, but what about the situation where they flew over our nuclear sites, and let's pretend that this is real, they disarmed every nuke on the planet? In a roundabout way, that's them doing us a solid.
Yeah.
But you could also argue that fact too. You could also say, well, they just took away our tactical advantage against them as well. So there's that.
I'm trying to keep up with the chat too, because I'm interested in what everyone what everybody has to say.
And that's the other thing too. We are speaking from a ill-informed.
No, it's all just it's just our opinion on it. You know, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
We see ant colonies. Do we go and rearrange them consistently? No. Sometimes they Sometimes they are wiped out. Other times we leave them be. I don't know that I like that analogy very much.
That
it's almost like, well, we're lucky that they didn't wipe us out this time.
Yeah, that does suck when you think about it like that. I'll admit, I 100% believe that I like what the law of one partially sells there with the whole free will aspect and shit like that. I think that's important.
There's that negative. How can it not be a negative mindset, JJ, if you just said they could destroy us, but they're not? Should I be like thankful that they could and don't? Because that's kind of fucked up. Silence takes over the chat. Because it's all in how you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I see both sides of the coin right now.
It's just curious. It's just You're curious right, Grant. To me.
You're right.
That by them, like, you know, it feels like by them not being shitty to us, we should be grateful that they're being kind to us. That's like
I do feel like an
Old Testament God kind of thing. Like, he could smite the earth, but he's not. So you should probably worship
him. But to be fair, like I see JJ's point in this exact situation because to what Grant said, because we could both sit here and assume that most ET races probably have the ability to annihilate us.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that they will. I think that's more about, I think you read that a certain way. And what she's saying is like, sure, they probably have the power to annihilate us. However, just because they do doesn't mean that they will. And I think you read it as a way of like, almost like they made a threat, like, hey, bitch, if you come fucking with me, I will nuke you. And then we go, no, please don't do that. And they go, okay, we won't. And you're like, oh, thankfully you let us live this time. I don't know if that's what she was saying.
It's like I should be grateful. Okay, they have the power to do it and choose not to. Like, I should. So is that them being good?
No, I just think that's them choosing not to do it.
Exactly.
Because if they were like us, they would have to have a reason before they just push the big red button and a wipe and just evaporate us. You know, so as long as we don't give them a reason.
Hold on, I'm trying to keep up. It's all in the way you look at it. Someone helping someone else, I view that as lovely. Others will look for a hidden motive. Are you grateful a lion doesn't come and eat you on the daily?
Yeah. I'm not trying to get eaten by a lion.
Kyle's got a pretty good point.
Because that would suck.
Hold on. For those listening on the show, you're going to have to come in to the night shift and hang out with us because then you'll be able to watch us interact with the chat.
Yeah. Okay. That's better phrasing, Twiz.
It's Cold War. Because I was going to more like us doing our own thing and checking in on Sentinel Island every now and then. But for what? To what end? Why? Like, what does that?
I'm with that way of thinking too. What John's saying. At their level of enlightenment, they don't see good and evil. They just do. It's kind of like a do and do not. It's just they may view us. They may view the world or the universe that way. I don't know, because we've talked about plenty of times how as their enlightenment or genius excels to a point, they may wash out all emotion. They may not even have emotion. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that that is the case. It, logically speaking, there's a good argument for it, but it doesn't mean that it is the case.
But because they don't understand good and bad, does that mean they still can't do bad things?
Okay, now we're like getting into touchy water. But I do see what you're saying, and you're right. No, by our standards, absolutely. If they come and nuke our planet, yeah, that's them being assholes.
Like, I feel like that's...
Or even just abducting someone. That's still them being an asshole.
It's almost like psychopathy and sociopathy. Like, if a serial killer doesn't comprehend good or bad and murders 35 people because it doesn't know it's bad, like, that's still a bad thing.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that statement.
Is that serial killer good because he didn't kill 40 people?
No, he's still bad.
Like, I kind of went off the rails there, but I just, why would they nuke where they live? There are more than one kind. That was just a hypothetical, a serial killer thing.
It's all just a hypothetical.
We're not going to get into that and argue about whether or not what's good or bad. Anyway.
No, I disagree to his. I don't think you separate emotion from the equation. I think emotion is one of the things human that make us what we are. I think emotion can be extremely important. But there has to be balance. Balance is more important than people realize.
I guess I just see the negative in the world, you know?
You don't know that, Twiz. You don't know that emotion is not universal.
This is...
There's no evidence to say.
A spicy night shift tonight.
I like it. I like it.
I don't know. I'm just not sold. Maybe...
And you have every right not to be sold. Because I'm not going to lie, even though I think that there is at least one good race out there, even though I think that, there's still plenty of accounts where they're not cool.
Oh, I'm just want this on record. If things go completely sideways, and there is I know they're going to be like, well, just because one alien race came in and wiped out the planet doesn't mean all alien races are going to come and wipe out the planet. If that happens, I'm going to go live and say, I told you so. Why cities are burning. I'm going to say, told you so. Should have listened to me. And if they come and save the planet from whatever trajectory it's on right now, please feel free to tell me that you told me so. Because I would love for that to happen.
Well, here's another side thought. And a little more spice for the chili. Let's say, because you hear, at least I have heard cases where, say, the Nordics are out here trying to help us out. So let's say this particular race decides to show up.
And ready. I'm going to get a text message in like 3 minutes. I told you so.
But let's say one of them in particular have tried to help us, whether it be the Nordics or whomever. They come down and they're like, hey, Steve, dude, check it out. Like, we can cure all illnesses on this planet. We got it. Like, we can do that for you guys. Do you think the government's going to allow that?
Is the government going to have a choice?
Obviously, now I knew this is where that was going to go. Obviously, they do if we have the ability to hard land them and
that's true.
Fucking Professor X them to the ground.
That changes a lot of things if that's accurate, which I've heard that's been when did that Rogi episode drop? Today? There's been today. Talks about that before this. I don't, maybe it was little snippets.
Bro, it 100% plays into the Montauk chair.
It's
the theorized chair that people sit in to let telepathically or consciously control the craft and shit.
Yeah.
But if there was a race that is willing to cure all illnesses on this planet, you know for a fucking fact the government's going to go, doubt ye mother
fuckers. Yeah, they're going to say, you're dipping in, you keep your hand out of our cookie jar.
Boom, right there. You are not fucking up my cash flow right now.
Because we all know that sick people are worth a whole lot fucking more money than healthy ones.
Boom, boom, boom. Gotcha. That's it, dude. That's it. And I'm not saying that that did happen or not, but I do feel like that is a high possibility.
Bro, if, okay, you know what? I might redact my statement here. If a race of entities land and they say, hey, humans, for your benefit, we're just going to wipe out the upper echelon of existence. That. I'm going to say, you know what? Bet you're onto something here. I'm going to say that's going to make a lot of people a lot happier and a lot healthier. And I'm not going to stand in your way. If you need anything, holler. On that, I'll let them slide. Because did we just get shadow banned?
Well, I guess really, realistically, the only conclusion that we can come to is that we're going to have to invest in the CE5 shit and try to channel one of us
to these things. I was going to talk about that, but I got distracted.
It's good. Now we're back on track.
Let me look up something. Carry on. Talk amongst yourselves, chat. Talk amongst yourselves.
You can't.
Did I just miss this all?
Fucking derailment and then just what breaks.
Is, oh, JJ will probably know this. What is, God, I can't think of the dude's name, but he had a specific set of tapes. You know what I'm talking about? Like, where you can try to like help expand your consciousness and lucid dreams.
The CE5 guy? No,
this is, there's a whole thing. JJ's gotta know.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, is it Robert Monroe? What is the fucking name of those tapes? Because I,
like the Monroe,
yeah, there's Institute? There is a series of tapes that you can listen to. I kind of made it into their Discord and found the downloads for all of that shit, and I started doing it, but I can't concentrate enough for it. The gateway experience, that's it. Boom. There was a Discord that I was in probably a year ago, right? Kind of when the Crazy Legs things was going on.
I think that's exactly how they communicated with the ETs in that episode there. I did.
Google Drive. You can get the tapes and you can listen to it. And I had my headphones on and he was talking about like picturing a box and all this shit. And I just could not get into it, but I was trying. I was trying to make contact with whatever. And I could not get my brain there.
Maybe you should try it again, especially with Crazy Legs lurking around.
I think I backed out of the Discord, which is weird. Oh, Mount Builder says the Google Drive.
I was going to say, yeah, just worst case, you could put them on a flash drive and email it to us.
JJ says she's done it and the first time was awesome. After that is not work. That's weird. That's weird. It's not a one-time use, is it? I don't think so. Shouldn't I know there's a whole like series of steps. Like the way that I was reading people interacting with it, because I started on Reddit and kind of chased that rabbit hole down to the Discord. And like, you further work your way in, like you take baby steps, like kind of getting your mind right. And then you go into this next one where you manifest, like, you try to like imagine this box or some shit. I don't know. I just turned it off and went to bed.
I'm a pretty internal visual person, so maybe I could pull it off.
Mound Builders, if you want to email us the Google Drive, do we have Google? We got Google Drive. If you can send it to us or some shit.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be a process that you can repeat, but I know the online ones have been infiltrated. Oh, maybe that's what happened. Now my brain's infiltrated by the NSA. Fuck.
Oh shit, that makes sense.
That's sus. Rachel? Not sus. That's true.
It actually makes sense.
I didn't mean to change the subject, but it made me think of that.
No, it's fine because it kind of goes back to that episode today, which kind of drove this whole conversation. The dude, and Twiz probably remembers as well, the dude said that more and more people are making contact with these things and having communications and channelings. I've been stumbling onto a bunch of different channelings. And apparently, I think, could be wrong. You remember that fucking weird ass book I picked up that I showed you from the bookstore? It's like way more expensive than I paid for it. Got the weird cover and shit on it. Apparently that has to do with some channeling stuff because I started reading it.
JJ says, I was doing some online free meditations and one day I heard the subliminal messages. That's fucked up.
That's scary.
It makes it, it kind of leads into the episodes that are coming on. Like the possibility for the government to manipulate the metaphysical is terrifying to me because, you know, they dabble in it, you know, they're using it in all other sorts of ways, but like what would stop them from using it to manipulate people to try to kind of expand their consciousness? Did I put a slap at the Edwardsville bookstore? I'm not saying I did, but I'm also not saying I did. Constantly grinding the brand. It was trying to agitate and confuse. That's weird. Maybe that's why I couldn't focus. I am curious since JJ's very proponent of them being positive beings, why do they want to help us? Paranormal Trucker, what's up? Cryptids and Cold Ones in here.
So my guy.
Brother John, Quest for the Weird. That's the question, JJ. Why do the good entities care enough to help us? Talk amongst yourselves.
Could just be that they can.
But that almost feels like a flex in itself.
I think to be fair, I think that was you, that
it's
statement.
A flex to me. I get it.
Is just,
I get it.
Yeah, like
I know.
That is definitely a lopsided situation there.
I'm not saying that that's not a possibility. I'm just saying. Same reason Kyle opened the door. Yeah, we get it. There's good people, but they coexist with us and are probably tired of seeing us moping around when they know better. Well, they need to do better because we're still moping. It's not getting any better.
And you're right. 99% of what we hear are negative.
You want to help others. I didn't say that I wouldn't. But I feel like...
John says because I don't like people.
I mean, I get that.
They probably don't either. No, that's not true. If they are that smart and that observant, they have to be able to observe that there are genuinely good people out there. But by nature, we are a flawed species. Everybody's done bad shit. Everybody will do bad shit.
I think it's hard for me to get out of my own head when there are so many positive experiences. You don't go looking for them.
Good. I'm down to hear them.
I'll read them, and then I won't comment on them because I'm just going to find a way that it was manipulative in my brain. Yeah, stay safe, trucker.
Yeah, much love, man.
Oh, I know I need therapy. That's the understatement of the goddamn century.
That's funny.
You are preaching to the choir on that one. Twiz, if I can help people, I do. If they piss me off, I don't. It's a duality. Yeah, I do. But who has time for therapy? When you can just
yeah, we definitely don't have time for that.
Raw dog life. Nightmare Roadshow.
Well, there's something to be said about that.
It's getting to be that. It's getting to be close though, Hollow Cult. So let's take some time, reel it back in. We know that was kind of a good show, good back and forth, good communication. We all learned here today. Let's hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell, all that good stuff. Before we wrap it up, let's spike through the algorithm a little bit. We had 75 people in here at one point, and that's good considering for some reason we have just been hung out to dry by this platform. So let's do that.
Rosemary, to be fair, they're half the reason why we're all here.
Aliens have things to do besides interfere with humans. Just wondering what their day-to-day life is like. Hopefully better than mine.
I'm sure.
between my prepper rabbit holes and night shift rabbit holes, I'm going to need therapy. Nightmare Roadshow, where's the like button? I don't know, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Just start pushing buttons.
I can't even picture YouTube like in my brain right now. I bet they feel like teachers.
Well, they need to teach me some cool shit.
You gotta step out of chat. You will see it. What's we're the alien equivalent of cat videos.
Alien I believe that.
Of fucking bum fights, more like it.
Also, believe
smash
that.
Just smash your computer screen.
Don't do that. That's terrible advice.
Oh, yeah. Great chat, guys. I had other stuff to talk about, like the egg, the guy in the egg they found, or whatever the fuck. And we just totally shot past all that.
Guess you just have to note it for next time.
Yeah. I saw this thing that there's going to be like five ways of disclosure that the entities were pushing, right? Wave one was all these weird orbs and little jellyfish.
Check.
Wave two was the information about the motherships under the water, and wave
check.
Three was guy in the egg that they found. Have you seen those videos, the egg recovery?
No. Yeah.
Apparently, there's a video came out that they found this craft that was in the shape of an egg, and there was an entity in like a cryo chamber that was in the egg. If I find the videos, I'll send them to you. He's supposed to be the spokesman for whatever this race is coming for the disclosure. Whatever this entity was in the egg, right? I don't know what four and five are because I stopped listening to the video. So
Well, you gotta finish that shit so you're informed.
It might not have happened yet, but up to this point, anybody see anything about the egg retrieval and the?
Yeah, I did hear a little bit about it, but I haven't seen any. I haven't seen anything. Was that the one in Antarctica? That they found like a helicopter picking it up
or something.
I don't fucking know. I just saw a picture of it in the cave. Well, now you just say yes. Who's saying yes?
Can I get a yes in the chat? Let's get a yes in the chat. There's one.
There's no. No's and yeses. I don't even know what's going on.
What's the question?
I don't know.
It worked. Twiz said no. That's exactly what I wanted him to do.
Yeah, look at all of them now. Bunch of asses.
I Jedi mind trick Twiz.
Hey, I like scrambled eggs. That makes me hungry. I'm gonna get me a McMuffin in the morning.
Dude. You guys are wild. Yeah, Twiz. You just got manipulated and you thought I was good. Joke's on you.
Ooh.
See how easy that works? See how easy point proven right at the end of the show.
No.
Subjective. No is subjective.
No, because I can just be like, hey, Twiz, just go eat a McMuffin. You'll be happy. I got you, fam. And see, now he's stoked.
McMuffins are top tier breakfast fast food sandwich.
What was that hot sauce? The Valentina hot sauce or whatever it was? Put a little of that on there.
Shit.
Dude, I tell you what, if an ET can't appreciate that, I don't want him around anyways.
Grant, did you say Twiz was weak-minded? Sheesh.
That's why I just
McGriddles are good, too. They're up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the egg that they use on the McMuffin is top tier. They shouldn't do eggs any other differently. Any other differently ever.
Yeah, that was very eloquently.
I do.
But
UFO Granny. We love you too. But yeah, wrapping her up. It's 9:30.
I am actually tired. Life.
Tony was on Larry Ragland's show talking about the egg. I got to get more info on the egg.
I don't know who that is.
Maybe he's the guy from the egg.
I do know that we have a pretty cool interview coming up.
Yeah, there is. So there is.
Be ready interview. For that.
In the making, be out within a month or so. We got to record it first.
Appreciate that, Mikey.
Hell yeah, brother.
Much love, my guy. I love food, especially breakfast food.
Whatever. I had you since a bit. Whatever you need to tell yourself, Twizzy.
Twiz is good at that. He tells himself, he projects his own reality.
Yeah, he deja vu'd me at the beginning of the show. Maybe he just gets in here and says that every single episode. Like,
probably does.
He spoke with a telepath. Bro said he could talk with a telepath telepathically every single time.
Me too, Grant.
Oh shit!
I'm just gonna. Hell yeah, oh brother. Look at that! The other Mitchler,
not to be
the Mitchler boys coming through tonight.
We should get a McDonald's sponsor.
John's like, watch this. I'll do more than you, Mikey.
Sponsorship.
I think we should have a bidding war right now. It'd be a close match between those two.
Chicken McGriddle. That's impressive. Different level. But, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Again, we had like 75 people in here at one point when we were just flowing. Flowing. What did we take from this today? Let's end on a note here. What did we take from it?
McMuffins are legit.
Steve needs therapy. Don't trust the government. True. Maybe trust the aliens.
I like that outcome. That's good. That's a good
way
to... So
we'll end on that.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Until we meet again, stay safe. Stay weird. We appreciate you all and what you bring to this entire thing that is Hollow Sky. We could not do this without you. Love all you guys. Stay safe.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.